Hi, welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. My name is Jay, Monsieur Chocolat Noir, Jay the Comedian, Jay the Fit, amazing, isn't it?
I'm really half good. Mad, half amazing.
No. Well, I'm amazing. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in to another show. Please do me a favor. So if you're new around here, subscribe, like, and share, comment. Definitely do the two parts, like and subscribe. If you're already subscribed already, please like the video, gets the algorithm going, really important for us. And you know, we want to keep coming back and doing, well, we'll be here anyway, but you know what I'm trying to say. We will keep delivering for you on our stuff. Man, that was stressful earlier, wasn't it? Stressful, man. Go on, tell them.
I'm dying here. Literally, guys. If I feel a bit raspy, because I think I had COVID pretty much in it. Yeah. I'm just still recovering in it. Yeah, but today, guys, what he said. Like, comment, subscribe, please, because you don't realize how much torture and pain we go through. Yeah. You don't just see the last products here.
Every Saturday.
Literally every Saturday. No. Do you know what? Actually, hasn't been every Saturday. It's been calm, but today, out of all days, everything just wants to go wrong, innit? Yeah, and like I said, you lot don't see all of that. You lot just see the pretty bit,
guys. Basically,
final product.
Go on.
I'm done.
This podcast, yeah, is like a Caribbean takeaway. You know, it's legit when the process is poor. So then the process is poor here. You know that the show is gonna be good.
Yeah,
like it's not a spoken word podcast if we don't have a kerfuffle backstage.
Literally.
Nah, mate.
And as you can see, guys, got a brand new sofa as well.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
I hate it, man.
It looks nice anyway.
Yeah, it looks nice, but it don't feel nice, bro. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. So it looks good for nothing, then.
Yeah. What? It's good for nothing.
It's like being big for nothing, isn't it?
It's good for nothing, isn't it? But yeah. Anyway, bro, what we got in store today?
Warm up the viewers. Quite a number of things happening. Number of things, isn't it? We're near the end of May already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where 2023 only started the other day.
Yeah, bro, don't remind me, bro. Time goes too quick, man.
Too
25, bro. I ain't got my life figured out.
I'm 25. So combined age of 50.
Yeah, that's old.
We're now the new age, so we're the new 30. No, 35. Yeah.
Oh, 30. You're talking about combined age.
Even though we're combined age of 50 now, we're that the new 35, because 60 is the new 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young, man. I'm going to look at Idris Elba, my little year. Shout out Idris. I had my hair done yesterday. I'm telling you, I'm not cutting my hair until I'm in my 40s.
See what I like about you, though? Your hair is always different. My hair just stays the same, bro. Literally, it's been staying the same.
I've had this hair stuff for ages now.
Yeah, for a minute, yeah. But before, it's normally you got range. You got range. I don't have range.
Oh, you ain't got much range. Yeah. No, so before getting this, with me, yeah, like I had long hair for a while now, but yeah. I mixed it up like cornrows. I've got the single plait, had the twist, but I've always been playing around my hair from like young, man. I've had a barlet. I've had a high top fade. I've dyed my hair. I even cut my hair with scissors in year 8, like an idiot. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got
to go back. We need to go back to dyed hair, Jabe. High top dyed hair, Jabe, in 2017.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah.
The bronze.
Anyway, let's get straight into it, though, yeah?
This guy wants to dive into it. Go on. Okay.
We'll dive straight
okay.
in.
Okay. What's
straight in? Israel Adesanya, Stylebender. Now, you start this off, because when I saw this, I thought it was a joke.
So basically, we've had there's been this whole case. So basically, apparently from what I know, so he's a UFC mixed martial artist, middleweight.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Nigerian heritage, but he's
from fights out Auckland, New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
That was a terrible attempt at the New Zealand accent, but yeah.
Yeah, New Zealand. And he's basically was with a girl called Charlotte Pobo, who's from New Zealand as well. Now it's the ex. She's now an ex-girlfriend, but basically what the point is, apparently it's come out in the media that she's trying to take him to court, and build a case because, as far as she's concerned, she feels entitled to half his assets and wealth because she feels that the relationship was too long, and she supported him on his career, and they live like a couple. They're not. And by the way, for those for stronger context as well, these two are not. They're not been married. They've got no children together. So it sounds like a regular, like your everyday person, whether it's a boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, you know, you could be with a girl for like 1 year or 2 years, 3 years, whatever, and you split up. Yeah. There's no legalities involved. So it's not even like they've got children together, whether they're married or not. They've got children, they've not been married, but she feels that she should have half of what he has because she feels that she supported his career. Yeah. That's vague, which is very vague. These are very, very vague details, but she's taking him to court, trying to anyway.
Yeah, when I saw this on Twitter the other day.
Yeah,
I was reading. I was like, oh, okay, you know, you just take nothing by it. I was like, that's a joke, because obviously they're not legally married or nothing like that.
Yeah,
they've just been in a relationship.
Wait, hold on. What did you take as a joke? The whole taking to court,
the case, yeah, taking him to court, getting lawyers involved, stuff like that. It was a nothing tweet for me. I thought it was a joke tweet.
Oh,
because like, how could you take someone to court for half their earnings and their assets and their wealth?
Yeah.
And you're not even they haven't been divorced, and the reason why they can't divorce because they've never been married.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Not only that as well, but apparently like the breakup is a bit bitter as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like it wasn't like an amicable breakup. Yeah. So it's not like they're even on good terms. Like I read something.
So like on what? Okay, you take this to court in the court of law. On what grounds can she does this? Can she do this?
Well, I'm hearing rumors apparently, and this I don't know. I tried to done extensive research, but I done a little look into it. So about apparently like New Zealand, apparently there's some kind of common law thing where it's like, if you live together for a certain amount of time, despite you not being married, they treat it as like, I don't know if that's fully true or not. That's what some people are saying. Some people are saying that's not true, but the main thing is though, he's obviously split up from this girl. And she feels that she's entitled to take half of what he has, his money and his assets.
Yeah.
I think that just sounds crazy.
That is crazy.
Because you know, normally when
did they split up?
So apparently they're meant to split up in 2020. Apparently.
Oh, so this is time ago.
But so someone put out on a podcast, apparently they split up, but they didn't.
And you know what, she's coming out right now with this.
Yeah, this is all coming out.
Yeah, because he's at his highest, like his stock is at his highest right now, because
I don't, so go on, so you told him, I don't really watch UFC, I'm more into boxing, I'm boxing, I'm not really into the UFC, so I don't really know
about him. He just fought,
I actually heard of him the other day.
He just fought Pereira for the third time. A couple times in the UFC organization, a couple times in the kickboxing organization.
Yeah.
Years ago, yeah. And he just avenged his defeat from him. Yeah. He looked like he was losing, like he was getting battered, yeah. And he came out of nowhere and got the W. Yeah. So his stocks are at the highest right now. Yeah. This was about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that she's coming out now and all that, because that's the most ideal time she wants to cash in.
So with UFC, so not to go too much away from the subject.
UFC, slightly different to compare to, like, if you compare to boxer, where I feel like if you get an L on boxing, it's an L.
So the consequences for you losing
it affects
worse.
It affects you not only in the ring but outside the ring as well. Isn't it? Yeah.
How outside?
And just in terms of like, who's gonna want to touch you next? Where to go from here? Stuff like that. It just stays on you for a lot longer.
With
the
boxing.
L, the stain of it. So with UFC, when you get an L, you can rectify that within a few months. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. But eventually, if you keep like losing and all.
Yeah, if you keep losing, yeah. But it's like you get an L, you get a W. You're literally, the fans will jump back on your dick again. Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. I feel like with boxing, once look what happened to AJ right now. He's got a couple of losses. Ain't no one fucking with AJ anymore. But a few years ago, everyone loved AJ. So what is it?
Yeah. So with UFC, is it? I'm gonna tie this back in, because obviously she's after his money, right?
Yeah.
Based from the report. So is it within UFC? It's not as much like money in boxing, nowhere near. And obviously he's meant to. So when it comes out that because he's a UFC fighter, he's talking about, oh, I'm gonna sue him, and people are assuming that around millions, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Is it a case where, because you're saying he's on top right now, apparently,
His stocks are high.
So is he one of the few in UFC that's gonna make that's making a lot of money as a result of?
Yeah,
it makes sense that if exactly, he's making money now, if he's on stocks high and he's bringing in more money, and then all of a sudden she's coming to say, yeah, I'm gonna take you to court and then build a case against you to take off your money, it kind of sounds a bit convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, she's coming in to sweep up, boy. She's coming in to sweep up, man. It's the same, bro. It's the same when you get any stars where the stocks are high. If you look at, did you watch Creed 3?
I haven't watched it, no.
Okay, you didn't watch Ant-Man, did you?
Huh?
Ant-Man?
That was years ago.
And there's a third one. There's the act, you know, Jonathan, you know, have you seen the like trailer for Creed 3 and all that?
Yeah.
Actor, Jonathan Majors, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
The antagonist in the Creed, in the new latest Creed film. His stock is through the roof. He was in two blockbuster like movies, like back to back from February to March. Yeah, and his name's Jonathan Majors, by the way. And he's been hit with multiple sexual assault cases by women. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't do that, but I'm just saying the timing just seems to be a little bit, you know. Because no one.
And this is since Creed 3 has been released.
Yeah, so Creed 3 and Ant-Man, I think they came out in the same month, or one, Creed came out first, and I think Ant-Man came out afterwards. And that's when all these allegations
come to surface.
Yeah, come to surface. Yeah. But I was just thinking, no one knew who Jonathan Majors were, who he was last year. No one knew. No one. I think he was in that one notable film on Netflix, like A Time to Die or something like that. Now he's been in two hit films, like literally break the box office, you know, and now he's getting all these allegations.
With that though, because obviously this is not the first time allegations have come out. But back to this. This is more to do with, it's not allegations. It's more of this girl from New Zealand has.
Yeah, but then, yeah, okay.
It's more a case that his male stock has risen recently.
Yeah.
But she's more. Oh, I feel that I have a right to take.
But why? Okay. What is she? She's. You say it's not an allegation. Technically, kind of is. No,
allegation is an accusation. Is that
okay? No. She's not throwing an accusation at him. But what I'm saying is, she's making all these claims that I was there to support him, blah blah blah. Like, support him what, man?
Yeah, I was looking for the deal. I didn't really see much deal.
Emotional support. What was you doing? Like,
but then isn't that meant to be? If you're genuine and you genuinely care about somebody, isn't that a given? But
that's just
regardless of how much you even earn, though, yeah, or how much money you're making. Take the money aside.
That's what I'm saying. So say if he was broke.
Yeah.
So he was dead broke, yeah, and this happened. Would you be doing this?
No, but yeah, well, this is the thing though. This is what is weird though. It's like when you say support, what does that mean? Because it's like,
exactly.
Okay, as in what, that you, so I don't know, like, are you cooking his meals for him? Like,
but I'm saying, what is she doing? Is she meal prepping him? Is she cutting his hands afterwards and all that? Like, what is she actually doing? What is she actually? This is ridiculous. This is why I saw this as a nothing.
You think it's a nothing story, but it's nothing, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes it even more weird, because you're not actually given like specified certain details of what you're doing. Yeah. And to be honest, even if you have, if you're just a boyfriend and a girlfriend, even if these details are true and you could detail them, that doesn't make you legally entitled to anything, though.
Exactly. How do you correlate that? Between from that to his assets,
right?
That is just what you're doing. That's an unwritten thing in a relationship. You're just supportive. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you if you're not, then why are you there?
Exactly.
That's what's weird about it.
There's no.
But one thing that was funny about that story, though, she's saying apparently she's saying, oh, the relationship was too long.
What, 3 years?
Where it's too long. What does that mean? As in, like, what do you feel like? No, I think
I don't know. How
I think she means that. That's time I invested that I'm not gonna get back now. Which you could say with almost anybody, it's wasted time now. It's like wasted time. Like, if I'm with you and then it's like we leave and I was with you for 4 years, that was long, because now 4 years I can't get back and I've spent with you. I'm no longer dealing with each other anymore.
That is ridiculous, man.
That's what it looks like from the report.
What are you doing if you're Israel Adesanya in that situation?
What am I doing?
I don't even know if it is well designed. You're just you in it, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to go, you get a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a long relationship, 5 years or so. You're doing your thing and all that. Your stocks are high at the moment for whatever reason. You two split up.
Mm.
And she comes with this bullshit. What are you doing?
I'll say.
It's not like, how can I put this? That, let's say you had an idea for something. And she might have paid for that idea, or she might have designed something, I don't know, like a particular logo or graphic or whatever, something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
And he was making money off of that.
Yeah.
And and like a year later, she comes out and says, oh, I need to, was like, what, did you copyright? Do you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I'm losing this. So he's saying apparently, this is a quote, it's apparently meant to be a quote from him somewhere. You never helped me make money, only ever cost me money. Now you think you deserve half my shit. What an entitled, pompous brat you are. I spit on you. I dare you to start your stupid campaign. Your threats don't work here anymore. They are fired. You're responsible for your emotions. You don't care about my life because you sold info about me, so I don't care about yours. I don't even hate you. I just don't care about you. I've not been in love with you for a while. That's basically some of what he said, basically.
That's what he said to her. Yeah.
I'm not going to read all of it, but there's that. It's just, I don't know. It's just mad. Is it because, to me, is it like, unless she probably feel that, do you know what it is? I think, do you know what, to take it away from him for a minute, just in general, do you know what it is with some of these athletes or stars? Like, I feel like sometimes what it is, it's, I think like, there's cons to being these stars. It's not all, it's not always glamour.
It's not glitz and glamour.
No, it's not always, because it's like, I think with her, do you think it's like she got used to a certain lifestyle? Because if you're with him, yeah, and he's got this money coming in, like, unless he's, I don't know the ins and outs, but like, I'm assuming that he's probably treated you to a spa that an average person can't give to someone, like, or you're used to it, and now you're no longer there, your life's gonna change because you no longer can be, I don't know what she does for work, by the way, but I'm saying, I don't know how much money she has, but I'm saying that I can imagine that, oh, let's say that she went into a private jet, for example, somewhere, or she used to be driven in this car, or she used to go to this restaurant, or whatever, and you know, that's no longer available to you. Does she feel type of way about thinking, oh,
like, well, she entitled to that lifestyle? You feel like,
well, if she's got accustomed to being in that, being like that, then if, and it's now changed, is it like, oh, what do I do now?
It's just the audacity, man. It's the audacity.
But I, you know what? I don't even look. Sometimes you got to look at these people, though. It's like you're not vetting these people properly, man, before you're with them. Like, it's probably best, you know, that's why they say sometimes it's best for someone to be with someone before you have everything, innit?
Yeah.
I don't even know. She might have been, and the thing is, to be fair, even if that person was there before you even got it, that's not always, that could be like an investment. That's why they're concerned. They'd be like, oh.
And if this was like, do you know what? If this was like a Dee Devlin, Conor McGregor situation, she's been there from the, since day one.
Yeah, but like, do you know what, shall I be honest, and the viewers may agree or disagree, I think some of these people, I think that's not even then, you can't even be sure. So even if you have nothing and the girl was there and she knows what you was trying to do, how do you know that if it didn't work out, she wouldn't walk away anyway?
Exactly.
Like, there might be, like, I've heard, like, for example, you're obviously in the UK, right, and you're trying to make it as a pro footballer, and you don't make it, you don't get a scholar, or you don't end up playing football anymore for whatever reason. But then they thought that, oh, it's potential, you may say, oh, I'm in the academy, and then wherever that is. For example, I'm at Fulham Academy.
Yeah.
I'm rising through the ranks, they're talking about me, and for whatever reason, they don't think I'm good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give me a scholarship, and I end up not playing football full stop. But the girl I was with, she knew about that situation, didn't work out. Who's to say that she wouldn't walk away? But if I did work out, she stayed. Cause that's, even then, that's not genuine.
Yeah.
So you never, that's the thing, you never really know. You can never 100% know. Yeah. You sometimes can only try and get an inkling as much as possible.
Guys, this is advice to you out there. Make sure you got your shit patterned before you get into any serious relationship. So she can't say shit afterwards, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, she's not exactly saying bad things about Kim. She just wants his stuff.
Yeah, on what grounds though? It's not.
But
it's not
apparently,
legality thing.
Yeah, I said in common. Apparently, New Zealand. There's.
Do you know what? Never go to New Zealand.
Common law. Yeah, I ain't going there.
One thing I ain't going.
I think in Ghana. I think apparently.
Ain't going New Zealand. I ain't going Australia. I ain't going Canada anytime soon, man. No way.
Anyway, man. Well, do you know what? It's vague details at the moment. We might revisit when more details come out. To be fair. Well.
Izzy, stay strong.
What's happened? Yeah, Izzy. Stay strong. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. Don't fumble the bag. Yeah. What else is happening at the moment? Did you hear about Boris? No. Did you hear about Boris having a new kid, by the way?
Yeah. That guy, bro, he's shameless, man. He don't care.
No, man, he's having like his eighth child.
Eight?
It might be seventh or eighth child.
God, he's moving like Eddie Murphy out here.
How much is Eddie Murphy got?
He's got like 10, 11 kids.
No, but the thing is, dude, I swear Boris Johnson qualifies as a baby father status.
Yeah.
But he doesn't apply to him.
No, he is.
But he's basically, he's low-key a baby father. No, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Because he's got more, because I think this is her third child, but he's got more children with other women.
Yeah. He's got loads.
This guy does not like condoms, man. Nah. This guy don't like condoms, man. This guy just
don't, bro.
Do you know what it is? Don't. Do you know what it is?
How old is he?
He's 58. I think he likes the texture too much to pull out. You know them ones where he's like, I think he likes when he's busting his nut, yeah. I think that it's one of them ones where it's like, do you know what? I can't be bothered to like pull out. It's just the feeling is just too nice, isn't it? So he's happy to take the consequences that come with it, isn't it? I'm being serious. You know, no one. You know, like, have you ever felt like thinking, do you know what? I'm too tired to defend myself. Like, I can't.
What, defenseless?
No. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm like, you know what? You just can't be bothered. Like, you know when? No. I'm waffling. But yeah, you know, he's 58 still.
Yeah. Do you know what?
But this guy makes me laugh because it's only a few years ago he was saying that, because you know when he's prime minister,
yeah,
he was on that 150 grand a week salary, and he was saying that there was reports saying that he was like concerned about money, innit? Mm-hmm. Like he had money worries.
Yeah. Because
he's got children going to private schools as well.
Yeah.
If you accumulate that against for like, what, 6, 7, 8 children, that's fees.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
So he's on eight. So he's having his eighth kid.
I think he's eight.
He's touching 60.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, didn't you say it's a bit old or?
He's an older dad, but. It's more common than you think for dads in their 50s to have children.
Oh, you're saying that, bro. Look at your man, yeah, De Niro.
He's another story.
79.
Yeah.
So popping him, but he was getting flack for
that.
But
is it Bernie Eccleston at like 90 or something? 89, innit?
Yeah.
From the one man, innit? Yeah.
So I'm happy De Niro's still popping kids now, though. Because I feel like he's doing it. I don't know. I've not seen that 20 years, just a whole. Like a school, or Scorsese will be dead by then, yeah. But I don't know, just like a regen of like the old class of actors, like Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, like all their kids together in like a mob movie.
He's breeding them kids like in Finding Nemo, man. Do you remember that scene when he's like, oh, come children, remember?
Where?
That stingray in it, and he took all the kids to school. You know, Finding Nemo, man. He's like bare of these cop replicas of him in it, like. I love Finding Nemo, innit?
I was watching Shark Tale the other day, still.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, classics. No, DreamWorks had it on lock back in the day. Had it on lock.
What, DreamWorks?
Yeah, the production.
What is the oldest you have a kid? Do you know?
Can I even have kids? I don't know, man.
Can you even have kids?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, but let's just say you can. What's the highest?
Or
do you not?
Biologically, from a man, speaking from a man, There's no real limit.
Do you know what point. Though? No, but what I will say that I'm not gonna have a kid at like 90 though. If I'm still alive at 90, do you know why?
Yeah.
Because that is I feel like it can be a bit selfish, isn't it? Like, because children need both parents.
Yeah.
Like if I'm 90, how long am I gonna live at 90?
You say that from like a moral perspective, but like, God created man. There was no limit on us in terms of procreation. You know what I'm saying? No, but still, bro, it's not like you're. You know when you're younger, yeah. You don't have any sperm, yeah.
Mm.
And obviously, you go through puberty, you get sperm. It's not like that goes back to like when you was a kid. It's not like you fucking bust a nut at 80, 90 and the puff of air comes out. You know what I'm saying? You're still busting nuts, innit?
Yeah.
Now, then, are they swimmers? We don't know, but you still got the capability to produce semen, yeah.
Yeah.
Now with a woman. Slightly different story.
No, they can't do that.
They can't. Obviously, they use a technical term here. They go through menopause, and I think the average age is probably like mid to late 40s. Obviously, in some cases, women can get pregnant in like the 50s, and
yeah, but that's exception.
Maybe even in the 60s, exception to the rule.
That's not every day. So yeah, generally,
but even today, like studies are saying today, that like, a lot of women are finding it hard to get pregnant, even at a young age, even like in their late 20s, early 30s, that they're struggling.
Yeah, but is that for medical reasons though?
That's for medical reasons.
What? Yeah. What? Not because of menopausal, though. Right?
No. Women are not. No, it's not. Women are getting hit in the menopause.
That actually happens to a lot of people.
It does. And bro, you know what I'm saying, this, but I need to get my stuff checked, bro.
What?
I might be shooting blanks out here, man.
Really?
I might be. I don't know. I don't think I've had a scare.
What are you talking about?
Like a scare, like a pregnancy scare.
Wait, what do you mean you've not had a pregnancy scare?
Like, you know, a scare, you know what I'm saying? You're scared, you think you might have got something. Like, I'm saying.
Oh, you.
Yeah, and I'm saying, come on, man.
No, but I'm saying, like, we're talking about.
Keep up!
No, what?
No, what I'm saying, I might be shooting blanks.
Why do you think you're shooting blanks?
I don't know. I just might.
This guy's talking
about me. I'm joking.
He's chatting shit. Don't listen to him, man. He's talking shit.
A1 at pulling out.
No, but what I'm saying is women like can't, like in their 20s and in their 30s, even in their 30s, still on a decline.
Yeah.
Their eggs. Because even though we're all living longer, generally,
yeah.
And then we're looking younger with age, and that they say, like I said, 40 is the new 25 and 50 is the new 30. As much as we've got advancements, that's the one thing that hasn't really changed is the fertility thing.
Yeah.
Even the other things seem to be changing and evolving, that is not really something that's really changing.
Do
you know what I mean? As much as we're living, the average person living longer,
yeah.
That's one thing that's not changing.
You know, it's scary though, because I don't want to be a dad anytime soon, yeah?
Yeah, neither do I. I can't even look after myself, mate. Mom still does my washing sometimes. I can do my washing. Sometimes she just helps out, but you know what I'm saying? Come on, that's a guy thing, man. Don't come for me.
Well, my mom still does my bed. What? Who said that?
Does she?
That's, you know.
Okay.
Someday, you know, I'll do my bit around the house.
But the thing is, though, when I was at uni, I was doing everything, didn't I? I was doing my washing, I was doing everything, man. I was cooking.
I'll do my bit around the house.
Do your bit.
What was I going to say? No, I don't want any kids in the next, like, say, 8 years or so, innit? Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe even 10 years. So, but it's like, raw. If I get to, like, in my mid 30s and all that,
yeah.
And I'm with a woman, and say if she's struggling to get pregnant,
yeah.
What am I going to do?
What do you mean, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? If she's in her mid 30s and studies are suggesting that women are getting a lot more difficult to get pregnant in their 30s.
Yeah, but that's not just every woman though, is it? That's just
there's a lot of cases though. You know what? Come on, you know what? Not you know what women are like, man. Oh, come on, man, you need to breed me. My eggs are drying up. I'm on the body.
That ain't my problem. Ain't my problem. Yeah, ain't my problem. Drying up. What do you mean dry? Drying up. Well then. I don't know. On a serious note,
I'm going to have to be a De Niro team. I'm not going to lie.
No, but well, I told my mum, bro, like, I don't think you'll be grandma till you're 80 or something.
Yeah.
I told her that still the other day, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. The way it was going these days, I don't even know. Yeah. It's messed up, man. Like, I'm not. The thing with me, though, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. This is me personally. I don't like doing things like this, out of emotion.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people do these things. And by the way, some of it is genuine, like, it just happens. It can happen, like, you can have protected sex and then, like, you have some reason someone becomes born. That can happen. Yeah. Like, generally, but I'm not one of them people that would be like, oh, I'm feeling the moment with a woman or feeling, oh, I just have a kid. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like broody.
No, I don't do them things because it's got to make sense. To me, it's got to make sense because it's a life, it's a life-changing thing.
Yeah.
It's irreversible.
Yeah,
as I know, like some people, like, obviously bringing life into the world generally is a beautiful thing, but I'm not just gonna be just doing it. Oh, it's an emotion. Oh, yeah, it's like you today. What if tomorrow we're not together? Oh, yeah, no, man. For me, I don't want to be. I would like to be. If I'm gonna have a child, I want to be with that woman.
Mm.
I'm not having this bachelor,
baby mom.
Bachelor, no, I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway, I come from a two-parent household, anyway.
Yeah.
Speaking, so that's probably why I don't like the idea of it. But then everyone's different, though. Things happen.
Yeah, I would love to have children, but the world's a bit scary right now. But the way the world's looking, man, George Soros and Klaus Schwab and all that, man, they're gonna have our balls on our ass.
But let's go back to it, though, because I think it's actually a good point though, as well. Yeah, like women can't generally, apart from the odd, the number of factors, genetic. I think genetic lifestyle choices can enhance you a bit longer. But they can't really. They can't really.
Do you know what? It makes sense though. Yeah, it's fam. The vapes, these lots smoke, bruv. The Lost Marys, the Elf Bars, the Bloody Marys, whatever, bruv. Like, your youth's gonna come out, bruv. Like, literally, just, he's gonna be a vape baby, bruv. He's gonna be addicted to vape. You know, like crack babies, fam. My God. You know, like back in the day, they had crack babies, yo. Like, babies will come out literally addicted to crack, bruv.
Yeah.
Babies these days will come out literally addicted to vape, bruv. Yo, put them on an Elf Bar. Put them on
the thing is, though, as much as this is where you got as a man is an advantage, because like if you're not patterned, you don't have to feel like, oh no, my clock. Because as long as you said, as long as you're not shooting blanks,
yeah,
you can. Or there's for any medical
reason,
no, for any medical reason, you can get yourself sorted and be like, oh, I'm planned better. You don't have to feel rushed. So there's people who we're 25. Yeah. There's some girls, and the thing is, you can. You don't have some girls even 23 thinking, oh no, I need to. I do think, in my opinion, I do think it's a bit of an exaggeration with some of them, where they feel like, oh, I'm 25, I need to have a kid now.
Wait, did you just say women are exaggerations?
You heard what I said.
What you just said?
No,
Mr. Sex or something.
Oh my God. Don't listen to this, you, man. Don't listen to it. I'm saying is, no, I do think that some there's an exaggeration where they feel, no, seriously, they do. Like, where some feel like, oh, I'm 25 or I'm 20, even 21, I need to have my baby now.
Yeah.
And it could be because their friends are having it.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I've got to do it as well. And it's not like you can sort yourself out first and wait a few more years and have a kid. As long as then, you know, live as.
And do you know what? The kids we have today, you've got to think about, a lot of shit has changed, bruv. Yeah. COVID, people that's had COVID in their systems, the vapes, the shit that I would say majority of women put in their bodies, yeah. I would say, what do you say, maybe men and women? Yeah?
Both. We both putting things in our body.
Obviously, I'm someone, I don't vape, I don't smoke, I'm not drinking at the moment. If I have kids, I can't lie, man. It's Project Mbappe. It's Project Michael Jordan. It's Project LeBron James. It's Project something.
Do you know what?
I can't have a youth with some vape smoking girl, bro.
I don't. Do you know what? For me, if I had a kid, yeah, I need to be able to run after it as well.
Yeah.
I can't be like. No, I'm gonna be that 100 meter dad at the sports day.
You can't have no that like, Uncle Betty and all that, bro.
Oh no. For me, it's a ghost from power thing.
Yeah. Do you know
without the criminality, by the way.
You love go, you love power, man.
Well,
do you know what, man?
I could take a good example for something that's bad and take the good out of it and then leave the bad.
Yeah, you can. Guys, you know what though? Just get vasectomy, man. If you want to become a high value man, according to Fresh and Fit and the Godfather of Red Pill and all that, which is, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but high value men tend to what they will do. They will tend to have their kids with a woman that's fertile and got no kids.
Yeah.
So this vasectomy thing is not true. Yeah. Don't make no sense.
Yeah. But yeah, man. On the next episode, I'll let you know if I'm shooting blanks or not.
What is it with this shooting?
I don't know, but I just got a fear of shooting. Have you got a fear of like just shooting blanks?
No, man, I've got a fear of going like bald, but I'll talk about that on another
podcast. Talk about that, yeah.
One thing that men
just
fear.
Should we do a podcast on just on our fears? Because I've got a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot of fears. All right, guys, do the honors, please. All right, guys, sorry, just before, so please like, subscribe, share if you haven't already. And we're out.